Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow.
Yes, ready for overflow. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy Monday and welcome to Daily Fire. I am your host, Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday live on Blog Talk Radio at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I am a church on fire all by myself. Our topic for today is overcoming evil. Overcoming evil. And our scripture comes from the book of Romans, chapter 12. Verses 19 through 21. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in live at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. I welcome all of you who are live with me right now. But if you cannot call in live, you can hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. But your best bet is to follow the podcast, so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And you do that by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF to phone number 33222. You can go ahead and do that now, and you'll receive a confirmation text. All right, all of that information and everything else you need to know about me is on my website, feeldthefire.com, FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. We're in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 19 through 21, reading from the KJV. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. That was powerful. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for his word. Come on and give God praise right now. It is understandable that our humanity wants to repay evil for evil to every person who's done us wrong. But God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit within us, begs us not to stoop to their level. You see, you got better things to focus your energy on. In Romans 12, 19 through 21 that I just read unto you, Paul is letting us know that he understands that situations will arise wherein people have done us dirty and where in our flesh we desire to avenge ourselves. Sometimes what they've done is so egregious that we feel like We need to fix that right then and there. And he's letting us know, don't get to a point where vengeance or the desire to avenge yourself eats you up on the inside. No, God will avenge you. So don't become the kind of person who did you wrong. Rather, it says give place to wrath. You know, it's okay to be angry. There's a righteous anger. It's okay if sometimes you know what has happened, it's criminal, and you may have to call the police. You may have to testify in court against the person, and that's fine. You know, maybe they assaulted you, or they battered you, they beat you, they raped your child or something. He's not saying that, no, you don't follow up with things in the appropriate and legal way. You know, hopefully it never gets to that point. So he's not saying that. And hopefully if it was something lesser than that, the person will resolve it or make amends or fix it so that we don't have to go to the law, brother against brother or sister against sister, because the Bible teaches us that ought not to be so. But sometimes you're put in a situation where it must be so. But what he's saying is, even in you dealing with the situation, you understand that there's a way that God can handle it that you never could. So if the enemy is hungry and it's within your scope to feed them, you can still feed them. If the enemy is thirsty and it's within your power to give them something to drink, you see them on the road and they need water, they don't have any place to go, it's still okay for you to stop and buy them go through the drive-thru and buy them a dinner and take it to them. Because it says when you do this, you will reap burning coals on their head. In other words, you will reap a vengeance from God upon them and hopefully a change of their nature from God that you could never have accomplished through your own humanity. Don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, sometimes this takes some sincere praying and fasting from us, because as I said, what the person has done has been so low down, so dirty, so egregious, so unnecessary. And sometimes what they've done, you know, it's been people that you have helped. Maybe you've sacrificed your own time or finances. You've gone out of your way for them. You've let one of your bills go behind because theirs needed paying immediately, only to see their envy, only to see their jealousy, only to see the palm of the snake-like nature within them rise up against you, backstab you, you know, stab you in the back. Gossip about you, turn against you, testify against you for no cognizable reason. Just evil glory. But I know you say, Evangelist Rossi, that's easier said than done. And understand me, I'm right here with you because I'm human just like you. And I've had some people do me wrong that I know I've done good to. And I've been good by them and good for them. But let's talk about how do you overcome that evil. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. You don't have but one life. Don't spend your whole day just surmising about all of the people who've done you wrong and how they did you wrong. No, it tells you in Philippians things, true and honest, just and pure, lovely enough, good report and virtue. Dedicate your mind to thinking on the good things. Romans 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, the least you can do. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Every day you ought to be renewing your mind. Lord, I just thank you for this day. Father, I praise you for brand new mercies. Lord, I ask forgiveness of my sin. I submit my day unto you. I submit my mind unto you. I submit my will unto you. Get thee behind me, Satan, and sometimes, multiple times throughout the same day, you still must actively renew your mind again. You see, Satan knows the battlefield is in your mind. Because if he can get into your mind and cause you to think negative thoughts, then negative words will come out. And from the negative words will flow negative actions. And from the negative actions will flow negative conduct. And from the negative conduct will establish negative reputation. And from the negative reputation, will you become a person who only makes negative declarations? And from the negative declarations, you will see exactly what you are declaring manifest in the natural, because Proverbs 18 tells us that death and life are in the power of your tongue. So you can't overcome evil by only speaking evil. You can't give your enemy the victory of turning you into a low down, dirty, nasty person. You can't give them the victory of your mind, the victory over your tongue, because what you speak, you will bring into fruition, bring forth good things and just things and lovely things and true things, things of good report and things of virtue. Hallelujah. And leave their nasty souls to God. James 4:14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. We don't have but a certain amount of years on this earth. Why would you allow your enemy to control the years and time that you have? Ooh, and this great teaching on daily fire. But we got to get ready to go into prayer. You know, it's a 15 minutes of teaching prayer. Then altar call and I assign your daily task from this hot man on daily fire. But this ought to be releasing you right now. Just speak out the names of your enemies and say, I release you. Hallelujah to God. Say their names out loud and say, I release you to God. I'm not going to give you the victory over my life anymore. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in Jesus' name. Lord, we glorify you today. Because, Father, we're going to start this week off right. We're going to put our enemies out of our minds, out of our tongues, out of our conversation, out of our declaration, and we're going to move forward to living our best lives. We're going to speak on and we're going to speak on the things that are true and honest, just and pure, the things that are lovely and of good report and virtue and praise. We're going to speak forth good things. We're going to spend our time talking good things. And if it is within our purview to help our enemies meet their necessities, we will help them meet them because we understand that all that's doing is putting us in a better place, helping us to overcome evil. We want engage in gossip and slander about them because we refuse to stoop to their level. When people bring up what they've done, we'll say, well, God bless them. I pray the best for them. Why? Because we got better things to focus our energy on, better things to spend our time on, better things to do with our declarations and our spirit, better way to spend this 24 hours. We got better things to do. So we overcome evil with good. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Say today, I overcome evil with good. I'm going to give the altar call and then I'll assign your tithe. Keep on praising God. Hallelujah. This is releasing you right now. You don't have to worry about those enemies anymore. Give them to God. For those who are backslidden or who are not saved, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, let everyone say amen. Come on and give God praise. Say, today is my release day. Hallelujah. Everyone, make sure that you're going to church, your Bible study, you know, Sunday school, whatever your church has. Make sure that you are not missing your daily devotional with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to fold number 33222. All right, our topic for today, this hot manna, is overcoming evil. Your task for today is to give every enemy to God. Speak their names out loud and say, I give it to God. And then refuse to give them your energy anymore. We are on fire for Jesus every day. I'll see you in the morning. Visit me at feelthefire.com. You don't have to let them have your 24 hours anymore. Glory!
Ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.